This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's that time of year when high school seniors and their parents are agonizing over college applications. Are all the forms signed? Are you sure you want to send in that essay? Stress levels are shooting up right about now. Just ask NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
Finally, my son's last two college applications are in the mail. And boy, did I need to hear Mary Lee Jones. She's crisscrossing the country with a dire warning for parents about college admissions and stress.
This is a public health crisis, my friends.
Tonight's stop, Thomas Jefferson High School in Fairfax County, Virginia, one of the nation's top science and technology high schools.
The reason I'm concerned about this is because we're training our children to be the most anxious, stressed out, sleep-deprived, judged and tested, poorly nourished generation in history.
Jones is not a physician or mental health expert. She's the dean of admissions at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She's also the parent of a 17-year-old high school junior.
I feel your pain. And so I got religion a few years ago about how admissions officers are actually driving much of this stress. So tonight, we're going to talk about the realities of college admission right now, how parents really are out of control. Why do we act like jerks? Lots to cover. Let's go.
Joan says the college application process turns perfectly normal, caring parents into jerks, in large part because of demographics. There are so many college-bound kids today and so many colleges looking for the cream of the crop, the academic elite. Parents will do just about anything to push their kids into elite schools, even if they don't belong there, says Jones. The college admissions process, meanwhile, has been swallowed whole by cutthroat marketing strategies fueled by magazine rankings.
We have changed our policies in order to raise our standing so that we give the impression of being hot. It's not about the student, it's about the school's prestige.
Here's the first myth about college admissions, Jones continues. A perfect application reviewed by professionals guarantees admission.
These students who are prepared and have the professional advisors and so on, they do not win. My friends in the admissions business, my colleagues of all the schools that you can think of, we've talked about that this summer, and we all agree that the polished professional students do not have an edge over the students who are just homegrown. So let's just check that myth off.
Second myth. Students have to be what colleges are looking for. Jones calls this the Cinderella syndrome.
When you think about the ugly stepsisters, and they all want to fit into that glass shoe, and they're trying to jam their feet into that glass shoe, and it didn't work, that's really what college admissions is all about. It's a match between a student and a school. So this is a myth that you think that you have to twist your kid around to little knots in order to get him to XYZ. So check that myth off.
The third myth, says Jones, is one that parents sadly believe and act on.
Are you kidding? My son's 17 years old. You know, I can't leave the college admissions process to him. He'll screw it up. What does he know? He needs my help. And I'm telling you, you know, this is a myth. Students can apply all by themselves.
Joan says parents who literally take over their child's college application are saying to their kids, you're not smart enough to do it on your own. Let go of your children, Jones pleads. And when it comes to applying for college,
make your child do all of the work. That means they get the applications. That means they write their own essays. They write their own essays using their own ideas. You can't do it for them. As much as I want to do it for my daughter, I can't help her. She has to do it herself because that's the only way that she's going to grow up to be an adult who actually owns her own life. So in conclusion, it's not about getting into the right college. It's about becoming an adult with integrity.
Jones agrees to take a few questions, and it doesn't take long to realize that it's going to be a while before some parents take Jones' warning about stress seriously.
I mean, I know my daughter's fine the way she is, and I'm sure she'll get into a lot of schools, but, you know, who's going to give money? That's the bigger issue. Money, money, money. You haven't mentioned that.
And what about the changes in the SAT? A parent asks. And how can anyone stop people from writing their kids' essays, says another.
I mean, obviously, parents can't take tests for kids, but they can write the essay. So how do you...
You're worrying way too much, says Jones. Privately, she admits she's a voice in the wilderness. But as long as schools keep inviting her to speak, maybe, just maybe, she says, her message will sink in someday. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.